welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Isaiah. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
Gave you an overview of the book of Isaiah. This evening, I want to look primarily at Isaiah chapter 6. That's where we will start, and that will be the foundation for our study this evening. We won't stay there, but that will be the foundation for our study, because I wanted us to look at the call of Isaiah. When God first called Isaiah, God called Isaiah to be a prophet and to go and preach to the southern kingdom of Israel, which was Judah, the nation of Judah. But let's look at the call of Isaiah. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Now, that's very important, because the way that they track time in the Bible was when a king came to the throne and when a king exit the throne. When a king took his throne, and then when he died. Now, Isaiah says it was in the year that King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Now, Isaiah is going to minister in the reign of four kings. He will see four kings come to the throne. And so this is the first king of those four kings that come to the throne. And he says, in the year that he died, he says, that's when I saw the Lord. How many of you know it's when crises happen in your life, that's when you can see the Lord? It's when somebody a lot of time close to you dies, you can see the Lord. It's when something bad happened to you that you can see the Lord. See, if you didn't need the Lord, then you wouldn't even be looking for the Lord. And so the Lord creates situations and circumstances to help you to even look for God. Now, it was in the year the King Uzziah died that he said he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. When he went to church, he had a vision of God there in the temple. But I want you to see the times of King Uzziah. What kind of time was it? Because if God is going to call this man to preach, I want you to see what time it was when he began to minister. So turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles give you a religious point of view of what was happening in the kingdom. First and Second Kings gives you more a political view of what was happening, or man's view of what was happening, but Chronicles give you a God view or a religious view of what was happening in the kingdom. Look at Chronicles chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Now make sure you hold your place there at Isaiah, because we're coming back to that. The scripture says in 2 Chronicles, are you with me, Bible Way? That's still over in the Old Testament. You just turn to your left a few books and you'll find 2 Chronicles. Look what it says. It says in verse 1, then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. And he built Elup and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. And he reigned how many years? 52 years. Now think about that. That's a long time. He reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother also named was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God. Now this verse is very important. Stay with me. Verse 5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in visions of God. And this is the verse here. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. If you would have met me in 1991 when we started Bible Way, when I would pass out my cards, my business cards, my church cards, every card had this verse on it, verse 5. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. That verse became my minister's verse. That was my verse that I said I'm going to base my ministry on that verse, because I don't want to end up like King Uzziah. Right now, everything is going good. He got a good start. But when we're going to look at him, he's going to have a bad finish. And so I didn't want to just have a good start. I want to have a good finish. And the only way you can have a good start and a good finish, you got to keep on seeking the Lord. And that's what the Bible says. As long as he sought the Lord, that clues you right there. That lets you know that's going to come a time in his life that he won't seek the Lord. And when did that time come? When he started making the news, when he started making headlines. Did you notice we already done read some headlines in verse 2? It says he built Elub and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his father. He came to the throne when his daddy was sick, and then his daddy died. But right before his daddy died, he done something his daddy couldn't do. He conquered Elub. It was a border town, and they would have these border skirmishes and stuff. He conquered it. When he came to the throne, a 16-year-old boy, he done something. He made headlines. Isn't that something? That would be just like I come to the throne here in my first year of being president. Let's say that an elected me as president. And soon as I become president, I go over and I conquer Iran. I do something that no other president done. I'd be the made headlines, wouldn't I? Amen. I conquer Afghanistan. Didn't take me no time to do it. Amen. When they seen this crazy Negro coming over there, they went right on and they say, hey, he crazy. Let's go on and negotiate this deal. Amen. Amen. So he started making headlines. This guy here started making headlines here. Let's see here. Chapter 26. The scripture, if you read from verse number 6 all the way down to verse number 12, man, he's just conquering one thing after another, one thing after another. I mean, he's just making headlines. The Bible says in verse number 12, the whole number. Well, let's look at verse 11. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to the war by bands according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael, the scribe, and Manasseh, the ruler under the hand of Hananel, one of the king's captains, the whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor was 2,600. And under their hand was the army, 300,000, 7,500. And he made war with mighty power, I mean, that make war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Notice, this guy here done put together like a Green Beret, Navy SEALs and stuff. He's a sharp guy. Look at verse number 14. And Uzziah prepared, look what he got. For them throughout all the host, shields and spears and helmets and heaven and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines. Somebody say engines. Invented by cunning men to be on the tower and up on the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones with the and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Do you see? This guy was, he was doing stuff way ahead of his time. Israel, their men, see, Israel's was farmers. They didn't have all of this different war equipment. You know, when Goliath came out to fight David, what did he have on? He had a helmet on, didn't he? He had swords and shields and, I mean, all this battle gear. Israel didn't have nothing like that. They had pitchforks and stuff, and they had shovels and hoes and stuff going to the battlefield with farming equipment. Yeah, but when this guy became king, he was able to not only raise an army, but to equip an army. Well, everybody got a helmet on now. I mean, they looking, I mean, they sharper than the Philistines now. This guy is making news around. He even got, rather than just having bow and arrows, man, he done came up with some kind of machinery where they're on top of the towers now, and them bow and arrows is just like Tommy guns. This guy is making history. Amen. But notice what happened. He started reading his own press. He started reading the newspaper. Once he started reading the newspaper and he saw how strong he was and what folks was thinking about him, and start as mama and them used to say, he's done started smelling himself. Notice what happened. The Bible says, verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God. He went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar. In other words, he got out of his place. Let me tell you something. When you are strong, that's when you're most vulnerable. That's when you're most vulnerable. When you got plenty of money in your pocket, you most vulnerable. When things are going good in your house, you most vulnerable. When things are going well in your life, you most vulnerable. When you think you got it all, don't need nothing, you most vulnerable. When you think that you all of that and a bag of chips, then you most vulnerable at that point. Yeah, that's when you most vulnerable. That's when he was vulnerable. The Bible says when he was strong. See, Paul says when I'm weak, then that's when I'm strong. See, it's when you're weak, that's when you're going to pray more. When you ain't got no money, that's when you're going to really pray. When things ain't looking well in the house, that's when you're going to really start reading your Bible and searching the Lord. Hello, somebody. Folks ain't reading their Bible. That's because they ain't got enough problems. Yeah. See, God sometimes allows you to go through stuff to push you back in church. Hello, somebody. This man, when he was strong, y'all praying for me tonight? Amen. Let's look at the rest of his story, as Paul Harvey say. The Bible says, and Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that was valiant men. Now see, most people, that's why I like to read your Bible. Read your Bible. Most people think that preachers are sissies. These preachers in the Bible are fight. They'll cut your head off. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You ain't looking at no sissy preachers up in here. Amen. Amen. One of my preacher friends was building a church over in South Dallas, East Dallas. No, Oak Cliff. That's the Oak Cliff part over there by Payne, where you work at. Well, that's Oak Cliff over in that area. Over there where that other Bible Way church at. The man was trying to steal some of the man timber and stuff over there. Man, and the guy was trying to get some, and the pastor saw him and pulled that gun on him and told him, "You better put that down." He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm the pastor." He said, "A pastor, and you got the gun?" He says, "I'm in the mold of Elijah." He said, "You better put that down." Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I done had to do the same thing when we was building this church. I had to come down here and sleep. So I'm in the mold of Elijah. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. A little bit further. Look, the Bible says, and they withstood. So these preachers, 80, how many is that? That's 80 of them. 80 preachers is telling this man, "Hey, brother, you may be the king, but you out your place now. You don't supposed to be up in here." Well, no, this incense, this the job of the preacher. And notice the Bible said they withstood Uzziah, the king, and said unto him, "It is as pertaining not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priest, the son of Aaron, that consecrate to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou trespass, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God." This ain't no bring you no honor trying to do something that God didn't tell you to do. Then Uzziah was wroth. He was got upset and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wrought with the priest, the leprosy even rose up on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the priest, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hastened also to go out because the Lord had smitten them. Notice, God did that. And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death and dwelled in several house, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord, and Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. You see what happened? This man got out of his place. Then he was going to put that censer, going to burn them priests. And when he pulled that censer out to start getting ready to burn the priest, God burnt him with some leprosy. Listen, you better be careful showing out in church. God shows up for church. When two or three are gathered in my name, he says, "I'll be there." And God don't like ugly. You can either get blessed. I tell you, when God show up, it's going to be one or two things going to happen. You're going to either get blessed or cursed. A lot of folks done showed out in church, none left cursed. And a lot of times they didn't know it, that they got cursed right at church. Be careful. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little tongue, what you say. Because there's a God above looking down with love. So you better be careful. Hello, somebody. Amen. So this guy, what was his problem? He got lifted up in pride. The kingdom, he had bought the kingdom, as the old folks would say, a mighty long way. And he had gotten beside himself. He thought that he could do what he wanted to do. And that's the problem. Sometimes you can be around too long. You can be around so long that you start thinking that you did it. Look at all this that I did. Isn't that what Nebuchadnezzar said when he had built the kingdom? And the Bible says he went out on his palace and looking around and looking all over his palace. Say, ooh, look at this, what I done did. And the Bible says at that very moment, his hair started growing. His hands started turning into like claws and stuff. And then he started falling over and he was like a four-footed beast. And for 7 years, he stayed outside just like an ox, eating grass. God had to humble him. And at the end of 7 years, the Bible says he looked up and he saw God. And he realized that God can bring you up, or God can take you down. Amen. So pride. This man got prideful. But guess what? As the king, so is the nation. Yeah. Now, let's look. So we see that Isaiah came to the throne when Israel was on their way up, prosperity. People was rich. They was prospering. It was a wealthy nation bringing Israel to prominence. Now, look at it. Not only did he get the big head, the nation got the big head. Look over here in Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Let's look at the nation. We done looked at the king. They got beside themselves. The first problem God had with them is in verse number 3. He says, the ox knows his owner. The ass is master crib, but Israel does not know. My people does not consider. Why is it when folks get a little money in their pocket, they act like they don't know you no more? When they get them a new car, they don't know what. The car can't come to church, Reverend Nelson. They was going to church until they got them a car. That car can go everywhere else, Reverend Collins, but church. I don't know why it can't make a right turn up in the parking lot. People, see, they're getting the big head. They're getting the big head. Look here at verse number 10. But they still having church now. Don't think they not having church. Look at verse 10. The Bible says, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ears unto the law of God, ye people of the mountain. God
sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at BibleWay Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.